The Big Lead is brought to you by 3010 Weight Loss for Life.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. I want to say something real quick, because that soundbite that I played right before the top of the hour is a reminder to me of how much I appreciate and love you. Now, I mentioned yesterday that the latest April full month ratings just came out. And for the last year and a half now, this show has been the highest rated local news talk radio show in the entire United States of America. It's absolutely crazy. And what's interesting about it is the more the left goes crazed, not only with the issues that we've been spotlighting today and every day, but they've gone crazed with their whole, let's silence anybody who doesn't fall in line. And they've come after me really hard, especially the last 2 years. And when I talk about this soundbite, and if you're just tuning in.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are many of us who believe that men cannot get pregnant and therefore cannot have abortions. Now, it's really hard to say something like that, even if it's your firm belief, because people have become conditioned that if they say anything that steps out of line with the radical leftist crowd, you will be smacked down. And believe me, they've tried. They say that if you believe that only women have a uterus and you have to have a uterus to get pregnant, that is transphobic, which, of course, it's not. Don't say anything about transgender people. It says a lot about biology. It says a lot about my faith of where, you know, we are created by God. That's all I'm talking about. But because of that, you know, the Seattle Times puts me on the front page, transphobic, and, you know, the left just beats up on me. And what's been really interesting, and this is where the reason I mentioned the ratings, is, first of all, I want you to understand how incredibly awesome all of my sponsors are, and why I'm so grateful that you patronize the sponsors of this show. Because in most of the business world, if somebody's associated with any controversy, businesses run as fast as they can in the opposite direction. But in my case, every one of my sponsors galvanizes in support of this show because you are so great in supporting them. And then, let's get to you now. So more people listen to this show than any local news talk radio show in the country. Why is that? If I'm so out of step? Well, even though I know that the Seattle Times is going to try to cancel me and that the radical left is going to try to cancel me and Jay Inslee's going to try to cancel me. I'll play that audio in just a second. Even though I know all those things are going to happen, or they're going to attempt to make them happen, first of all, it's hopefully, probably not going to work because my listeners and my sponsors are so fantastic. But I'm not going to be dissuaded from biological truths and, in my view, moral and religious truths. I'm not going to be dissuaded. I'm not going to change so I'll be more popular with the cool crowd, because I don't think the cool crowd's very cool. I think you're cool if you listen to the show. Well, some of you. I've been playing this Jay Inslee, amazing Jay Inslee soundbite from his press conference yesterday, where he was asked about why he still has emergency powers and why he's still doing what he's doing in our state. And Jay Inslee said something that I consider to be absolutely remarkable.
State departments are still shortage of employees. What metric would convince you to lift the vaccine mandate for state employees?
Well, as I said, we may make some changes in the near future involving some contractors, frankly, and we're looking at that issue right now. But it's not so much a metric, it's the nature of the disease. We don't want our state employees going to the hospital or dying, and they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
They die if they don't get a vaccine. Now, let me share with you a text message that I got from the 253. Dory, I think you're the only one that thinks that what Jay is saying, again, just trying to misinform and inflame your idiot audience. Okay, well, first of all, I don't think my audience are idiots. Well, I think one person in my audience is, at least. Thanks for the text. So I'm the only one, according to this text, who thinks that that's what Jay is saying. I'm the only one who thinks that Jay Inslee is saying that if you're unvaccinated, you're going to die.
We don't want our state employees going to the hospital or dying. And they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Okay. I'm the only one who thinks that Jay Inslee is saying that state employees will die if they don't get a vaccine. Can you explain to me how everybody else is interpreting this differently? Oh, I know, they don't want to go against the grain. They don't want to say something that might get them targeted by the radicals. No, if I'm the only one who thinks that Jay Inslee is saying that state employees are without the vaccine are going to die, then I'm the only one who's making any common sense at all, which might be why we are enjoying record success here. Because maybe people just want some common sense. They don't want people who's shape their opinion just based on what everybody else is thinking. Well, if that's what everybody else is saying, then I'm going to start saying it too. And that'll make me popular. Isn't it odd that the thing that everybody else thinks would make them unpopular by daring to go against the crowd, by daring to think for themselves, that seems to be what makes our little get-together every day for 3 hours incredibly popular? Doing the unpopular thing. So, yes, I do believe that Jay Inslee is saying that unvaccinated state workers are going to die.
The hospital are dying, and they do die if they don't get a vaccine.
Yeah, I'm the only one who thinks that that's what Jay Inslee is saying here. What a great point you make with that one. So then Jay Inslee goes on Seattle's Morning News. He used to come on my show. And when Jay Inslee went off the deep end, which he has, I had a decision to make because I had built a relationship with him. And it's usually considered a good thing for a radio talk show host to have access to politicians, especially the governor of a state. But I could either tell the truth about the descending madness of Jay Inslee and the things that he's saying, like the soundbite that I just played. I could tell the truth about it, realizing that he's probably not going to like that and he'll probably stop coming on my show. Or I could just soft pedal all the nonsense that he spews. I could ignore his lies about not raising taxes. I could ignore about how he enables thousands of drug deaths by supporting wide open southern borders and by supporting sanctuary state and by encouraging as many illegal aliens to come into Washington, which has led to the fentanyl epidemic that kills thousands of Washingtonians. I don't know, Jay says he's got to fire state employees if it'll save just one life. He doesn't have the same standard for drug deaths in our state. I could ignore all of those things. I could ignore how $1 billion was stolen from taxpayers, from employment security. I could ignore how our state mental health system has collapsed under Jay Inslee. I could ignore that Jay Inslee, with his Democrats in the legislature, have made Washington the most criminal-friendly state in the nation. I could ignore all of those things and still get access to Jay Inslee. But I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about being honest with you and honest to myself and not turning a blind eye to all of those things, which takes a while. So he went on Sal's Morning News this morning. And he, I guess, was talking about me when he was talking about the vaccines.
You know, I've had people on your radio station listen to them criticize our vaccine efforts who are no longer with us, state legislator or former state trooper. This is not an abstraction. This is life itself. And what we have learned is that the vaccine can be very, very effective in saving life itself. I think that's worth doing. Now, one thing I do want to ask people to consider, if you have been vaccinated, please consider getting your booster, because we do know the immunity, even of vaccines, does wear off over time.
Okay, as I told you yesterday, and I did both of those interviews. I've talked to Doug Erickson. I talked to the state patrol trooper who was unvaccinated. I've also talked to family members of people who inexplicably died after, you know, being young and healthy and getting the vaccine. He suggests that I apparently should not talk to people who did not, for whatever reason, get the vaccine. And he says that that's irresponsible. Well, I think it's incredibly irresponsible for him to, in a press conference yesterday, say if you're unvaccinated, you are going to die. That's insane. But that's the kind of stuff he spews. But then he rails against anybody who steps out of line. So open invitation to Governor Inslee. Come on back on the show. Let's have a good open conversation about all of these things. About crime and drugs, about the homeless industrial complex, about your stating that all unvaccinated state employees are going to die because of their decision. Let's have a good open conversation. He also said something else on Seattle's Morning News today.
If someone had to take time off for a COVID infection, they could be fired.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons we still have an emergency protection to protect employees like that.
So he's one of two governors in the United States who 810 days in has emergency powers, and he says that it's to protect people in their jobs. That's rich. But he's using those emergency powers to fire hundreds and hundreds of state employees and frontline workers and our hero medical community that was heroes for a year and a half, unless they didn't do what Jay Inslee demanded. And then they went from heroes to villains. Boom, just like that. So he says now that he needs emergency powers to protect people's jobs when he has used those emergency powers specifically to get people fired from their jobs. And that was also interesting, right in the middle of the interview, because Dave was asking a lot of great questions, and Jay Inslee was, he started to get upset because he just wanted to talk about happy stuff.
Gas tax cut is off.
By the way, I hope we talk about the transportation bill, too. I was hoping we were going to talk about some of the great things that we've done.
Oh, like absolutely.
But I got to
get my emails answered first here, because otherwise.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about the transportation bill, Governor. You want to talk about your transportation bill? Come on with me. Come on about how you're soaking the taxpayers of this state for billions of dollars, all for climate change, because the planet's warming. Oh, except we just had our coldest May in record. Again, love to talk with you about all of that.
Dave, I hope we're going to talk about some of our clean energy, educational, and other stuff, too. So hopefully looking forward to that.
I will be happy to talk about that anytime. But I'm told I'm out of time for today.
We'll have another opportunity.
Very good.
Jay was disappointed because he only wanted to talk about all the good news. Oh, that is so rich. It is just absolutely so, so rich. All right. Well, with all that as mere prelude, let me get into the big lead here.
The big lead. Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Let's talk about this, Governor Inslee. We have the third highest gas prices in the United States of America because you have railroaded through the third highest gas taxes in the United States of America. All so we can stop the warming. Well, mission accomplished. We've all been freezing this May. But our friend Katie Davis Court at thepostmillennial.com, she had a great story yesterday. She confirmed from some Union 76 stations here in Washington State. I told you about this yesterday. She confirmed that some of them have changed the digital readout for gas price on the pumps to add another digit. So in the past, there was room for three digits. And if gas, as it is right now, $5.99 a gallon, $5.99. But interesting thing has happened. The pumps have been retrofitted to accommodate a fourth digit. Why would that be? Well, the only possible reason they would need a fourth digit is if gas hits $10 a gallon. And the Union 76 stations that Katie talked to said that they have been told to add a fourth digit to the pumps. Now, that doesn't mean $10 a gallon gas is imminent, but it also doesn't mean that it's an impossibility anymore. And now we have AAA saying that they expect gas in the United States to hit $6 a gallon by the end of summer. Well, we are running about 50 cents higher than the rest of the country because of Jay Inslee's taxes. So now AAA is suggesting that gas in our state could be as high as $6.50 a gallon. Why is this? Why do we keep going for this madness around here? Well, it's because this is all by desire. DeRoy Murdoch with National Review, he called it correctly. You know, we have a statue for Lenin in Seattle, for a murderous commie. But this is the dream that has existed around here for a long time. It's something I've been telling you about for more than 10 years, that the goal of the many, many, many Marxists in state and county and city government is destruction. And DeRoy Murdoch explained that this is a page right out of Lenin's playbook.
That's what I think a lot of people in the far, far left want. You know, I think one of the greatest political slogans was that of Vladimir Lenin before the Russian Revolution. It was very, very simple. Four words. The worse, the better. The worse, the better. The worse the conditions were, more people would be radicalized and say, look, we've had it with the czar. Maybe we should bring Lenin in. Maybe he can turn things around. I think there's some people who want total, utter chaos in society. I have a piece in the American Spectator about the Democrat Party and how they have nothing but terrible ideas, awful solutions. And some of the people in the far left Democrat Party today, I think, want exactly that kind of chaos and ultimately a revolutionary type situation.
That's why we're the number one crime-friendly state in the country right now. That's why we have some of the highest gas prices in the country. That's why Dow Constein says we need more affordable housing and says, oh, let's double the property tax levy for acquiring open space. The worse, the better. Okay, and speaking of all these gas prices, here's just one of your fellow citizen taxpayers talking to ABC News.
It feels like I'm being robbed. That's it. I don't like being robbed.
We're being robbed. That is your big lead this hour.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
We're going to check the news for you here, and then we got more. Kamala Harris. Boy, she's going to make a fine president someday. I hope, because she's the worst vice president I've ever seen in my entire life. That's pretty incredible that you could have the worst president in 100 years and the worst vice president in at least 100 years. Man, that's hard to do. defies the odds. Okay, details all straight ahead as the Gory Monson Show rolls on. Okay, so we've been chronicling all the local craziness, and it really is. I've never seen in just a couple of days such madness from what Inslee said. If you are just joining us, I talked last hour with Brandy Crews, independent journalist. And Brandy has an exclusive interview with Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland, former Tacoma mayor, now congresswoman, representing the district down there. And Marilyn Strickland is yet another example of just how crazed the left is getting because people recognize that giving them the power that they have in our state and in our country has been disastrous. So now they're just, all they're talking about is Roe v. Wade and what it's going to do. But in case you missed it from my conversation with Brandy an hour ago, here's what Marilyn Strickland is predicting will happen because of what the Supreme Court apparently is going to rule.
The idea of the Supreme Court rolling back interracial marriage to me sounds like fear-mongering.
No, well, you know, maybe, you know, in your life experience, that's something that doesn't seem real to you. When my parents came to the United States and my mom and dad came from Korea, it was illegal for them to be married in my lifetime in 1964. And if you talk to some people, there are people in this country in some states who still are against interracial marriage. You think to yourself, this wouldn't happen this day and age, but you just never know what people believe in, what they're willing to do.
Justice Thomas is married to a white woman.
Yes, and Justice Thomas often votes and rules on things that are against his own interests.
So yeah, you know. I don't think that Justice Thomas would rule against something that he's actively engaged in. Do you? Let's be realistic.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Really? It would not surprise you if Justice Clarence Thomas voted to repeal the rights of interracial couples to be married.
Or he could say that moving forward, they're against the law. Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Yes, Clarence Thomas, who's married to a white woman, is going to say that interracial marriage is illegal in America. And again, it's a stupid thing to say because what Marilyn Strickland probably doesn't know, and because you actually have to do more than political sloganeering to get beyond the surface, is that the Supreme Court in 1967 ruled that interracial marriage is indeed a U.S. constitutional issue, and it allowed interracial marriage, or it more specifically, they banned the prohibition that 31 states had on interracial marriage because it was determined correctly that that is a issue that falls under the purview of the Constitution of the United States of America. Every legal scholar knows that Roe v. Wade never was a U.S. constitutional issue. That was a states' rights issue from the very beginning, and that's all that's happening now. But according to people like Marilyn Strickland, that we're now going to have interracial marriage banned in America because they're saying Roe v. Wade is a states' rights issue. But, I mean, it's just gotten crazier and crazier. Dr. Yashika Robinson, an OBGYN, testified before Congress, and this is a long cut, but I want you to hear just how monstrous some human beings are getting on this issue, because the issue that is being asked, most Americans, even those who are pro-choice, they are against third-term abortions, and certainly, as I've mentioned many times, having been present at the birth of all three of my daughters, they didn't just become a human being when they came out of my wife. That didn't happen just in that moment. They certainly were in the seconds right before that as well. They were physically unchanged in those seconds. But listen to this monstrous OBGYN on that issue, because they have to, and this is what I was talking about last segment. You have to shape your opinions and your view of the world to sometimes hideous, monstrous levels in order to have your side support you.
Let me ask Dr. Robinson. I could go to any of them, but you're the medical doctor.
Based on your website and your testimony today, you clearly support the right to abort a 20-week-old unborn child. So I would love for you to explain to us, in your medical opinion, at what point in pregnancy should having an abortion no longer be an option?
Thank you for the question. As a medical doctor, I understand that every pregnancy is unique and different. I also understand that patients need to have access to care, pregnant people, as the pregnancy progresses, and that may be for various reasons.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you support the right of a woman who is just seconds away from birthing a healthy child to have an abortion?
I think that the question that you're asking does not realistically reflect abortion care.
In that scenario, would you support her right to abort that child?
I won't entertain theoreticals.
It's not a theoretical, ma'am. You're a medical.
She won't entertain theoreticals, but people like Marilyn Strickland on her side are saying that interracial marriage is going to be banned. That's a theoretical that is idiotic. That is being entertained all the time. But when she's asked, well, is it okay, just like seconds before birth, to kill that baby?
Medical doctor.
I am a medical doctor, and that has never happened.
Never happened in your practice, ma'am, but it happens. How about if a child is halfway out of the birth canal? Is an abortion permissible then?
Can you repeat your question?
If a child is halfway delivered out of the birth canal, is it permissible to have an abortion? Would you support the right for an abortion then?
I can't even fathom that ever.
I'm not asking you if you can fathom.
Can you believe she can't just say no? Because then the left would come after her. They would construct her as something that she's not. Because so she doesn't dare say no. If a baby is halfway out the birth canal, is it okay to kill it? No, of course not. But she can't say that. This is monstrous.
If it occurred, would you support that abortion or not? That's unrestricted abortion, right?
That's a question that I can't imagine. Just like you probably can't imagine what you would do if your daughter was raped. If it hasn't happened, it may be difficult for you.
You're not going to answer this question, but how about this one? How does one qualify as fully human? What makes a human being?
What makes a person a human being is them being born, number one. That's why we have birthdays. And then also...
So being born. Now we find out what she's all about. You're not a human being until you're born. So 2 seconds before birth, you're not a human being. So of course it's okay to kill something that's not a human being. It's just a mass of cells. Just a big glob 2 seconds before birth. Which is why we have... birthdays.
What makes a person a human being is them being born, number one. That's why we have birthdays.
Okay, so that's just some of the stuff that's going on in our state, in your Congress, and in the madness that enswirls us every day that we are just chronicling as best we can. Okay, check the news. No news here. Coming up next, our favorite sound bites of the day. It's awesome audio, and we got a bunch of it today. Next, here on the Dory Monson Show. Down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. It's pretty nice out today, too. Hey, if you missed the news, exciting announcement, especially for my listeners in Kitsap County. I'm going to do my first post-COVID speaking engagement and my first ever over in Kitsap County. It's coming up next month, the Kitsap Lincoln Day Dinner. And Lincoln Day dinners happen all around the country, and they're just great ways for people who want to herald one of the greatest Republican presidents of all time, Abraham Lincoln, and honor. I mean, he gave his life working to end slavery in America. But they say that the dinner is all about freedom to reach, teach, and inspire. So I'm honored to be asked to be their keynote speaker. And it's June 11th, a Saturday, at the Kitsap Golf and Country Club. And if you would like to attend, I would love to have a bunch of my listeners there. You can just go to KRLD.com. KITSAPRD.com, which I believe stands for Kitsap Republican Lincoln Day Dinner. So go to KRLDD.com to get tickets, and let's pack this place. So it's June 11th, a Saturday evening, Kitsap Golf and Country Club. So hope to see a bunch of my listeners there that night. Okay, with all that as mere prelude, it is time to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
All right, the baby formula shortage. We pointed out an hour or so ago the clear message that we get from Joe Biden's White House. Last week, Jen Psaki.
The production of baby formula is so specialized and so specific that you can't just use the Defense Production Act to say to a company that produces something else, produce baby formula.
You can't use the Defense Production Act to get more baby formula. Joe Biden, yesterday.
Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home.
Which one should I believe? And then you have former President George Bush. Oh, man, did he have a Biden-like gaffe.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq. Anyway.
Did you hear that? He said Iraq, too. He's like talking about him. That's bizarre that his little ad lib was Iraq, too. That's by far the most gigantic criticism of his presidency. One man launching an unjustified attack, and he makes that slip and then almost tried to joke about
it? The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
That's not a laughing matter. That the audience is laughing at that, not a laughing matter there. Kamala, as we've been telling you, the Democrats desperate for anything, any lifeline. And they think the Supreme Court leak might be that, that people will be willing to overlook millions of illegals streaming into this country, rampant crime in every Democratic run city. Tens of thousands of people dying from fentanyl overdoses. $5 a gallon gas everywhere, headed for over $6. Inflation at double digits at our grocery stores. But they think the Supreme Court has sent them a lifetime. Kamala, the door's been cracked open a bit. Do you think you can walk through?
Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights?
Now, let's see. What was the key phrase there?
How dare you?
No, it's how dare they. It's not.
How dare you?
Yeah, get it straight, kid. All right, so, and then finally, this one. From congressional testimony.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Man, I got lucky. Never happened to me. Okay, I got to get out of here. You know, I'm so sick and tired. Not only do I have to do my entire show, But then when I close out my show, I'm actually doing the intro to the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker show. They should do all of their show themselves and not rely on me to open their show. Shameful. All right, God bless you in these crazy times. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Hi, Adam.